Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
A very good morning to you and thanks for tuning in. This is Beyond Governance and my name is Nimrod Ndebele. As always, I'm very pleased to share this space and time as we continue to untangle very complex leadership and management issues which face both private and public sector organizations. As Abigail Spenberger correctly pointed out, and I quote, public servants should be focusing on serving the public, not any special interest group, and good governance should be an exception, expectation, and not exception, close quote. The state capture reports are laced with countless allegations of corruption and maladministration, which means corporate governance has become an exception, not an expectation. The Commission of Inquiry into State Capture found that the former Minister of Communication, Ms. Faith Mutambi, was a Gupta minister who should be investigated alongside the former SABC COO, Claude Mutweneng, as well as the former SABC CEO, Ms. Lula Mamakobo. The report also implicates cabinet ministers such as Ms. Zizwane and Ms. Len Brown and Mr. Malusi Gigaba, as they were labeled Gupta ministers. The Gupta family managed, one could argue, to capture state-owned enterprises only because the directors and executive lacked integrity, even in some instances where they had the right knowledge, skills, and competencies. The Commission also concluded that by saying that not only SOEs, state-owned enterprises, boards, and executive lacked integrity. This pattern did not only end with the Gupta era, one could argue, as the appointment of controversial CEOs and board members in some instances continue unabated. This begs the question, what is the role of Parliament, parliamentary portfolio, generally, and specifically as we get to the topic at hand, we'll be talking to my guest who oversee the portfolio committee in housing. The issue that we won't grapple with is that if we are in a state of perpetual flux in a country, how do we inspire confidence? How do we inspire both investor confidence? How do we inspire public confidence? Surely, this is not ideal by any stretch of imagination. In making sense of these very complex issues, joined by Leslie Tabositatu and Ms. Rosina Semenya, who is the chairperson of Human Settlement Portfolio Committee in Parliament. Before getting into the gist of our conversation, let's acknowledge the technical producer, Vusima Singha, as he puts the show together. Meanwhile, if you miss any of our show, not to worry. Simply visit our website, which is www.highfm.com, and look for Beyond Governance. Download the podcast and share your views with us. Without any waste of time, let me take this opportunity to welcome my guest, Ms. Rosina Semenya, as well as Leslie Tabositatu. Let me start with Leslie. Good morning, Les, and good morning to you, Ms. Rosina Semenya.
Good morning to you, Nimrod, and good morning to the chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Before we start, Leslie, could you just give us a sense of who Leslie is? Leslie Tabositatu, in the context of housing fraternity.
Yes, thank you, Nimrod. Look, I'm to date. I've been in the property sector to date 24 years. This is my 24th year, having gotten involved in the residential property market for 5 years, my first 5 years from 1998 up until 2003. From then, that's when I entered, from 2003, I then entered the commercial, retail, and industrial property sector as a broker. So yes, I think it was in 2020 when we started a pitch as an organization, which is an acronym for Property Industry Transformation Council Holdings. You know, I've experienced the challenges, and myself and my colleagues, the challenges that we've been experiencing, you know, as property practitioners throughout the years. I mean, in the past 20 years, you know, our focus was just doing business as usual, but we've come to the realization that if we continue that way, you know, it just won't work, because there are systematic problems in the sector. And those are the issues that, and that's why we're here. I would like to speak about inequality, racism, is still found in our sector, and just a whole lot of issues, a myriad of issues that obviously one will ventilate at a later stage.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction, Leslie. Most welcome. Ms. Semenya, could you just briefly introduce yourself to the listeners so that we got a sense as who you are?
Good morning again, Nimrod. Your listeners, Ms. Machwene Rosina Semenya, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee Human Settlement. I'm the Member of Parliament of the Republic of South Africa.
Thank you very much, Machwene Rosina Semenya. For you, definitely a right person, which you would be in a position. Both of my guests are in a better position to inform the listeners about some of the challenges that we are seeing in the sector as a whole. If I were to start, Chair, we've noted through media reports that the board of PPRA, Property Practitioners Regulatory Authority, has alerted the law enforcement about authorities about serious allegations against the suspended CEO, Ms. Mamidupi Mashala. What is Parliament's view on this issue? Can you give us an update as to the extent to which Parliament has been duly informed and what is the position of Parliament on this particular matter?
When a new committee was appointed by the minister, we have invited the chair and the minister to the portfolio committee because to deal with the issues that were raised by the auditor general for the previous financial year. And that is when there was an issue of the CEO being Ms. Mamidupi Mashala, who was part of that meeting, and we were told by the chair. The minister have appointed the new board. Know that the entity previously was called the EAAB, and now that after we have passed the legislation, we had actually invited the minister and the Mamidupi Mashala to come and brief us as a committee how they are going to implement the new legislation, which talks about the transformation of the property industry, as Ms. Leslie has spoken about. And indeed, in the meeting, the chair indicated that, and the minister, they've indicated that they've received a letter from the letter of allegation from the Public Service Commission that required the board to investigate the issues. And we then said that the board and the minister actually deal with the matter and come back to Parliament and report back to Parliament. We are still waiting because we're told, and again we call the chair again to brief us, because at the time the CEO has not been suspended. Then called the chair and the minister in another meeting, where we're told that the chair has tabled those issues that were raised by the Public Service Commission, and there was a letter from the anonymous, which they've actually, the board asked Ms. Mamidupi to respond on the issues. And that is when they determined that it would be better if Ms. Mamidupi gets suspended so that those issues can be addressed in her absence. As a portfolio committee, we're still waiting for the report of the outcome of the investigation. We have not been briefed about what the letter entails, because at the time they were saying the matter is still sub judice, and we're waiting for that report as a portfolio committee.
Based on what you have alluded to, it does come across as there was merit in the boards having to investigate the CEO. Am I correct?
In terms of how we have been briefed by the chair.
Maybe as a follow-up, Chair, could you perhaps maybe share with the listeners high-level content or issues which CEO or PPRA has been accused of, which warranted the investigation by the organization?
As I've indicated, at the time we were briefed as a committee, the chair indicated that not actually brief us what is entailed in the letter, because the matter, they've not actually asked the CEO on the issues that were raised on the letter. As I'm saying, we are still waiting for chair to come back to the committee to brief us on all the details and will then monitor the processes that were followed and whether those issues warranted the suspension, and we'll take it from that.
We're going to take a quick break and come back just in a second.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. This is Beyond Governance, and I'm joined by Leslie Thabo Sitatu, who's a property practitioner, as well as Rosina Semenya, who's the chairperson of Human Settlement Portfolio Committee in Parliament. We are probing with keen interest the issues around the suspension of the CEO for PPRA, Ms. Miluduma Mushala, as well as other issues relating to the sector. As I bring in Leslie, what these issues, this kind of instability, what are the implications for the property sector from where you're sitting?
The implications are dire, Nimrod and the listeners, and in the following manner that literally transformation has come to a halt while these issues have been sorted out. I think it would have been much better. There was movement, especially on the part of transformation, because it's a long overdue process. I'll take you through. We had written the letter to the minister on these issues, and one of them is the suspension of a program called PDI, previously disadvantaged initiative for black people who had been in the sector. It was a resolution by the previous board to run with such a program in order to accelerate transformation. However, the unfortunate part is that when the new board came in, you know, that program was stopped for reasons we still do not know. Common sense, just logically, we don't understand why it was stopped. Because here we're sitting with a minister who's supposed to be progressive, a board who's committed to come and sort out the issues and take us forward. Yet it seems to be taking us backwards. And I have also engaged with the acting CEO to find out why it has been stopped. And I keep on getting answers that are not really satisfying. And there's an internship program as well, has been running for over the couple of years. It hits next, and it was supposed to resume. I think it was May this year, it was scheduled. Then it was moved to June. And even now, it hasn't even begun. That program would have seen at least 2,000 young black people come into the sector, because the figures, they don't even reflect the demographics, as in many sectors in this country where we still celebrate first black, first black, first black. So there's way few black property practitioners in the sector. That program of the One Dana One Agency has not begun. I do know that the services sector had some funds that they were willing to commit to this program. As to why it has not begun, I think I'm not sure whether people are ought to tell us. I'm not sure if they did brief the chair of the portfolio committee here why it has not begun. Because with the response by the minister last night, got a letter from a response from her, and it was dismissive. The tone, it was a one-liner to say we are dealing with these issues. When it comes to the issues that I've raised, the program, the third program being the transformation fund, which was supposed to have began 6 months after the launch of the new act. It's supposed to kick in from next month. Nothing has been published on the transformation fund, on how it's going to be set up and all that. And transformation is suffering. And I think the whole issue was one would try and engage. It will be like, you know, the whole thing will be reduced to, you know, it's a fight about Mamudupi. Mamudupi, I think, is a big girl. There are processes, and we respect those processes that needs to be followed to deal with her issue. We have personally engaged with her as well, and there's issues. I don't want to delve into that, but my focus is transformation. The minister didn't give us any satisfying answers as to what is being done to make sure that transformation is back on track. She just said in a one-liner that they have been dealt with and all stakeholders will be notified in due course. To answer your question, transformation is suffering. We're getting nowhere and we want to get it back on track. And we want the PPRA to be held accountable to what they're supposed to do as their mandate. And there's a reason when we couldn't find joy, we went to the minister. I have spoken on the phone with and copied the same letter to the chair. She can attest to that.
Interesting, because ordinarily, protocol-wise, from a governance point of view, the board is the custodian of all issues that you've brought to our attention as public. What has been the position of the board in responding to the suspension of internship program as well as the transformation fund. Can you just share the light? Because I suppose anybody who elevates issues to the minister ought to have ordinarily gone through a conversation, formal conversation with the board.
I think I've already alluded to the fact that, you know, we have been speaking to the acting CEO, and we went and submitted a memorandum, which was not submitted, you know, in terms of a hard copy. And I was tasked to submit that at a later stage because we had gotten load shedding, so we couldn't have a printed copy at the right time. But during that the course of the week, then a tweet then emerged of two identity documents by that are owned by that the chair of the board. To answer your question, is the reason we did not follow protocol and go to the board and engage the board is because that issue started clouding our judgment of the whole situation in terms of, is the chair or the board even fit at the stage, but especially the chair to deal with our issue. Because prior to that, we had engagements. It was ourselves and another organization, United Civil Society organization, before even that the CEO was suspended. The Democratic Alliance had been calling for her head. And we raised the issue, you know, and I think it was on the 5th, not on the 1st, but I think it must have been on the 30th or on the 1st, I can't recall exactly, but the board was also there and the CEO had not been suspended. We raised the issue with the board on the platform to say we're not happy with the way things are going, that the DA is interfering and all this. We do know that and acknowledge that there were issues. So, but and the chairperson at the time made a public declaration and said, don't blame us and whatever. We've just come in, but engage us and we will deal with these issues. And 2 days later, they decided to suspend the CEO. Personally, and even as Peach, still very unhappy with the way the chair and his board handled the matter. Because so not that, you know, they needed to consult with us, but would have appreciated that type of consultation. They didn't have to, but would have really appreciated. And I think that would have relations, even as they stand now.
If I can interrupt you, Leslie, so you're saying to us, you as the body representing property practitioners, you are not affair with issues which led to the suspension of the CEO, Mamidou Boumoussal. I just want to give your view, the extent to which you are in the know about issues which led to the suspension of the CEO. And if you do, what are those issues that you can share with us?
Issues have been ventilated pretty much in the press, in the media, and they have to do with the pension, how the pension, you know, the five employees that were not contributing to the pension fund and those issues. I think that issue was taken out of context. It's been painted as if the previous CEO pocketed some money. And from the explanation and the papers that we've seen, it doesn't appear to be that way. It appears that the previous two members of the previous board who cashed in and that kind of had the purse of the PPRA, and there were no contributions by the five employees into the pension fund, which by the way is not even chaired by the CEO. There is a gentleman called Joseph Sakoneka who heads a body that has a whole lot of other industry players in it. So he's the principal officer of that. So there's a whole lot of issues. Ideally, I would, we don't, I think just to be upfront, we really did not agree with the manner that her suspension was handled by our own judgment. And we don't believe that it was the right decision to suspend her, because the main reason for that is under her stewardship, at least transformation was making progress. Yes, we are very upfront and we've been in support of her and very much against her suspension. However, it's not for us to deal with those issues. The main issue that concerns us and makes us disgruntled about this whole thing is because now transformation has completely come to a halt. And for us also, the chair did not have the credibility that warranted us engaging the board. And that's why we went to the minister and to also ventilate the issues of, because the minister was quiet on that matter. I think it would have been really nice for her to step up and say, okay, we've done the vetting. We know about the issues of ID. Even when it came up at the General Bantu Holomisa, it's not an issue. And to give us the proof, that would have settled issues, because already there the industry was having issues, the PPRA was unstable. I think the minister could have been more responsible and not waited for us to write the letter for her to say in the letter that no, the issue of the IDs had been dealt with and it's been cancelled. And I think we'll find a way forward from there, but I think we'll need to find that proof.
Lorna, that's quite interesting observation from where you are sitting, Leslie. We're going to take a break and come back just in a second.
Beyond Governance, making sense of doing business in South Africa, is proudly sponsored by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.
Welcome back. You really haven't missed quite a bit, but we sort of got into very interesting issues which affect the stability of the PPRA, which is the Property Practitioners Regulatory Authority. I'm joined by Liz Lutabo Sitat, who is a property practitioner, as well as Ms. Rosina Semenya, who is the chairperson of Human Settlement Portfolio Committee in Parliament. Before we took that break, you have made a number of allegations or issues that were brought against the chairperson. You are saying to us that the chairperson did not or does not have credibility. Issues that were raised by General Bantu Honomisa in his letter to the presidency as well as Public Service Commission did not warrant you to have a conversation with the chairperson or PPRA as such. Before we get to that point, I want to bring in the chair here. Ms. Rosina, you've heard that the Leslie and other property practitioners did not engage, or the formation which is led by Leslie Sitatu did not engage the chairperson, for they felt that the chairperson's credibility was in question. And this was also followed up by the letter, which was submitted by General Abantu Lamisa to the President and Public Service Commission, requesting the chairperson of PPRA credibility being sorted. What is your take as head of committee?
I think the issues that Ms. Leslie is raising, particularly on issues of transformation, I think a very serious concern, even from our part, if those issues are not being attended to. As a portfolio committee, you'd know that annually we invite the board, the minister, of course, will be represented by the chair, and they present their strategic plans and their APP for the financial year. And in their APP, those issues of transformation that were raised by Mr. Leslie are part of the APP, as we are going to engage with the entity to follow up on those issues, because we expect that actually as a portfolio committee ourselves, who have raised the concern in terms of stability in any organization, immediately when you suspend the CEO entity at the time of the suspension of the CEO, they didn't even have the CFO. Obviously, there will be the stability will be affected in the organization. And we've raised that with the chair. And the chair promised us that as the board, they are going to make sure that the APP has been implemented without those challenges. With the issues that were raised by Leslie, I've received their letter. They have sent it to the minister. They have seen the letter from Mr. Honorable Holomisa, the president. And our take as a committee is that all the boards being appointed, there must be a vetting process. Unfortunately, with the system of government, the vetting is done after people are in positions. As the committee, what we are going to entertain the matter of the Honorable Holomisa by inviting the minister to get clarity on those issues and what is it that the minister is doing to make sure that there is stability in the entity. And even before the CEO was suspended, because there were issues that were raised by Auditor General, we had called the minister and the board represented by the chair. It was the previous chair when he was still the AAB and now the new chair, and raised the issues of transformation to come and brief us. And at the time, Mamadou Dube was still the CEO, He actually outlined what they've been doing, and I should indicate that she and the previous board has done a good job in putting the transformation agenda on top of the agenda. And even the new board, the Stephen, had actually confirmed to the committee or made commitment that those issues would be implemented. I'm very worried if those issues have been suspended, as Mr. Leslie is raising, and we welcome those issues as a portfolio committee meeting with the minister and the board. We would follow up on those matters. And even the issues that is raised by the Honorable Holomisa, we are going to follow up on them because it's in the public domain and would want to go into the bottom of the issues as raised by Mr. Holomisa.
Thank you very much for that insight, Chair. I just want to go back to an issue of organizational stability. We do know that stability is one critical pillar of any organization. We've got a CEO that has been suspended, and the chairperson of the board have these issues surrounding him around identity documents. What does it mean from your end as the portfolio committee, Edward? How soon can these issues be resolved for transformation consideration or imperatives brought by Leslie, issues that needs to have sufficient momentum given the inequalities, given the equity issues, given the transformation and the seriousness of transformation in this country, particularly from a property point of view?
The issue of instability, I agree that any organization that does not have stabilities, programs would be affected. And you'd know that portfolio committee, for instance, now we are on constituency period, which will come back around August. But at the time we call the department, we will prioritize the issue of the PPRA, did that even the previous term, and get the minister to sort out, because what is important to us as a portfolio committee, the entity report to the minister. The minister has to make sure that there is that stability. He has to provide support to the entity as they go through this difficult time. So we will call the minister to the portfolio committee to come and account on the issues that were raised by Honorable Holomisa, the issues that Mr. Leslie is raising on the implementation of the APP as adopted by Parliament. Because immediately the department presents the APP to the Parliament, it becomes the contract between Parliament and the Minister.
Thank you very much, Chair, for that insight, which we think is quite useful. Literally gravitating towards the end of the show, I just want to give Leslie the last an opportunity just to reflect from his position, what is it that they would like to see happening to try and bring about stability within the organization?
Thank you, Nimrod. Yes, we would love to see the minister and the chair of the board clearing this ID issue as quick as possible, so that at least from that end, credibility can be restored. If it should not left to linger for much longer, because it does bring the PPRA to disrepute and force us to request the minister that she ask the chair to step aside in the meantime, if it's going to take time to be sorted. That's the first thing. Once we've got that out of the way, then transformation also needs to start happening, not tomorrow, but now. You know, the programs that have been stopped, they need to get started, especially the resolution that would have seen a whole lot of black practitioners come back, save a lot of money and come back into the system. The PDI resolution is very critical. For us, it's the cornerstone of transformation, and we demand that it comes back. And there's been a lot of also contradiction when it comes to it, where we've been told it has been stopped. Communication has been issued to say it's gonna come to an end the end of this month on the 30th. Question we've been asking is, why are you only notifying us of stopping something that you've already stopped? There's those dynamics that sometimes defy logic, but we want to see transformation starting to happen with immediate effect.
Thank you very much, Leslie, for that insight. Your parting shot, Chair.
Thank you again, Nimrod and Mr. Leslie. I think from our part as the portfolio, we continue to play our oversight of the department to make sure that the APP that we have contract with them has been implemented on the issues of transformation and the welcome issues that Mr. Leslie is raising, and it will be maybe on behalf of the portfolio committee inviting Mr. Leslie that they should not wait for the things to go astray, should actually interact with Parliament to say this program contracted by the department and yourselves through their APPs not get implemented. And as Parliament, we can then be able to push the department even before we invite them. You'd know that the system we are using, we get the quarterly report and things can be delayed in the process, but Parliament might not be aware of those.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for that insight. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you very much. That was Leslie Thabo Sithathu, property practitioner, as well as Ms. Roshina Semenya, who is the chairperson of Human Settlement Portfolio Committee in Parliament, giving us insights on some of the controversial issues faced today. We are hopeful that once the stability can be restored, the delivery mandate of the organization will take forward. Thank you very much. Let's do it again. Shalom.
Beyond Governance was brought to you by Plus 94 Research, the science of decision making.